Yeah, I was president of Little League for about three or 4 years. We had some great baseball experience on there.
Tell me about that.
Huh? Well, we got the field lighted up. Put in some floodlight. Had about four teams. And see, it might have been 18. Four, six, eight.
There was T-shirt Little League.
Yeah, I guess we had eight in all. Four Little Leagues and four T-shirts. Mm-hmm. And had a real good program. We spent about $2,500 on lighting the field up and sold signboards and raising money. And bought a $600 transformer on credit, paid for it the next year. And we didn't charge to go in. We just let the concessions pay for the whole thing. And had a real good program. It's still in operation. That's been operating since 64 here. Mm-hmm. And it paid its own way. And everybody works for free and runs a concession stand to make the light bill. So, I guess some of them never big enough now, but they don't know to be fed. Mm-hmm. T-shirt.
There was a man that wrote the leather stock now, James Fenimore, remember his last name?
Cooper.
Mm-hmm. How would you address a woman with that last name?
You mean Cooper? Mm-hmm. Well, you'd say either Miss or Mrs., whichever way
you... You put it all together would be what? Huh? Put it together, the first part and the second part.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Any other ways you might say that? How you'd address her?
Well... If you really knew her name, you'd just call her Miss Cooper. Mm-hmm.
Here's a fun question for you. Let's say you had a preacher that wasn't really trained very well. He didn't have a regular pulpit. He just went around on Sunday here and there to make his living, doing something else the rest of the week. He wasn't very good at preaching, you might call him.
Just kind of missed his calling, I guess.
So referring to him, if he was a preacher and he was untrained or part-time, you might call him what? You wouldn't trust him with anything serious. You might trust him to build a chicken coop or something.
Just kind of a half-assed preacher.
Mm-hmm. Not like that?
No, he's a half-assed, he drives Cadillac. Reverend Steve won't know how he does that, tell him to us. Reverend Steve drives Cadillac now. Yeah, tell about that story about the old fellow. The deacons had him for a trout, and he was very good on the trout, so they asked him why he decided to take up preaching. So he said he looked up the sign, the Lord had a sign in the sky, it said GPC. And said that meant go preach Christ. And so the deacon told him, brother, you understood that wrong, that meant to go fly corn.
Would you ever use the term jackdaw?
Yeah, jackdaw preacher, yeah. They call him that.
What exactly goes
on? You wouldn't call a preacher a half-ass preacher.
What exactly does that word jack like mean?
I guess it just not much good at anything.
Mm-hmm. Would you say something like a jack-leg lawyer?
Yeah, jack-leg anything means it just not very good at anything.
What about a jack-leg teacher?
That's the same meaning, I guess.
Or a jack-leg governor?
About all the through.
Jack-like doctor?
Yeah, Jack.
You would use
that? Yeah, I mean, people would use that, more or less they would do that.
What relation would be my mother's sister to me?
One would be your mother, one would be your sister.
My mother's sister would be mine.
Oh, yeah.
What about those little bugs that fall on the ground? What would they be?
That'd be Aunt's too.
Who is the... I'm looking for a girl's name, beginning with S, the wife of Abraham.
Yep, Sarah.